Hey guys, it's Stacy and Katie.
Hi.
And you're listening to an outtakes only special of Mothers Who Kill. We are working on, I believe, 4 cases right now. Dina Schlosser, Lisa Montgomery,
JonBenet,
and Darlie Rudière. I couldn't think of the case. We're currently trying to get these researched, scripted, and recorded. Just bear with us. As you can tell, we are not a
weekly
podcast. We're a sporadic podcast.
Yes, good word.
But anyway, guys, enjoy the outtakes. We hope you have a wonderful Wednesday, and we'll see you guys later. Warning, this episode contains fuck. What's up, y'all? I'm Stacy.
I'm Katie.
And you're listening to the first ever episode of Mothers Who Kill.
Lord, if you can't tell, it's our first episode.
Y'all have no idea how many times we have re-recorded this introduction.
It's amazing.
Okay, so a little bit about each one of us. My name is Stacy. On July 20th, 1999, Rusty found Andrea in her mother's home. In the bathroom holding
Susan Smith, born Susan Lee Vaughn, was born on September 26, 1971, in a tiny community of Union, South Carolina.
Susan had a troubled
Susan Smith was born Susan Lee Vaughn. Susan Smith, born Susan Lee Vaughn, was born September 26, 1971, in a tiny community of Union, South Carolina.
Smith had a troubled childhood, to say the least. Her parents' relationship was rocky and violent, with her father often threatening to kill himself and her mother before he eventually committed suicide. After her father's death, Susan's mother quickly and quietly remarried to Beverly Russell, a local
In January of 1978, just 5 weeks after the divorce, Susan's father committed suicide, and her mother quickly remarried to a local Republican.
Okay, guys, so today's case is Andrea Yates, as we've said for, I guess, over a month now.
Yeah.
We are going to take a timeline approach with this episode. There's a lot of information on this case, and we just don't want to leave anything out, so let's get started.
Andrea P.A. Yates was born on July 2nd, 1964, in Hallsville, Texas. She was described as a difficult child when...
After her recovery, Susan returned to work at the Winn-Dixie and began to... Okay, so a little bit about each one of us. My name is Stacy. We remarried to Beverly Russell, a local...
This episode of Mothers Who
Hey y'all, it's Stacy and Katie.
Hey.
Hey y'all, it's Stacy and Katie.
Hey.
And you're listening to episode 2 of Mothers Who Kill. This week we're going to be discussing the Michelle Deegan case, the mother who murdered her children. Hey y'all, it's Stacy and Katie.
Hey.
And you're listening to episode 2 of Mothers Who Kill. This week we're going to be discussing the Michelle Deegan case, the mother who murdered her children. Hey guys, it's Stacy and Katie.
Hi.
And you're listening to episode 2 of Mothers Who Kill. This week we are going to be talking about Michelle. What's up, y'all? I'm Stacy.
I'm Katie.
And you're listening to the first episode of Mother's Fuck.
You always go for the F word.
Hey, y'all. It's Stacy and Katie.
Hi.
And this week, Whatcom County Medical Examiner Gary Goldfogel ruled the girl's death as a homicide and Michelle's as suicide. Goldfogel stated that each girl had strong sedatives in her system and that they each died of a large caliber. Whatcom County Medical Examiner Gary Goldfogel ruled the girls' deaths as homicides and Michelle's as suicide. Goldfogel stated that each girl had strong sedatives in her system at the time of death and that they each died of a large caliber gunshot wound to the head. Michelle then shot herself with the same weapon, which was registered. Deegan also had a professional Facebook page, Rising Sun Psychotherapy. It is on that Facebook page that you can see where the narcissistic parenting post began as early as August 2020, with posts increasing throughout October 12th. Shit. Deegan also had a professional Facebook page, Rising Sun Psychotherapy. It is on that Facebook page that you can see where the... Fuck.
She was hospitalized the next day, May 4th, 2001, after a God damn, ma! Ugh! Warning, this coma involves pedophilia, and he is... God damn. Okay, y'all, I want to bring up a past tweet from Sid. Fuck me. On June 24th, 1999, Andrea was discharged before her symptoms were resolved because her insurance company limited the number of days of inpatient care it would pay for. Andrea is referred to... I did too big of a pause.
Whatcom County Medical Examiner Gary Goldfolk... Shit! On July 20th, 1999, Rusty finds Andrea in the bathroom of her mother's home holding a knife to her throat. She began to self-mutilate and heard voices that told her to get a knife. Rusty is able to wrestle a knife from Andrea, and on July 21st, 1999, Andrea was admitted to Memorial Spring Shadows Glen for psychiatric treatment. She was diagnosed with postpartum psychosis and began taking the antipsychotic medication Haldol. Haldol is a psychiatric medication that works... God damn it. Fuck.
Okay, I would also like to bring up a past tweet under the official band's name that we cannot mention but has been taken down. Andrea seemed to be coping well until her...
Y'all do not realize how hard this really is.
Jesus. Mary and Joseph, okay. And not... Andrea seemed to be coping well up until her father's death on March 12, 2001. Rusty states that her condition began to deteriorate... God damn it. Fuck!
Hey, y'all. It's Stacy and Katie.
Hi.
And welcome to episode 2 of Mothers Who Kill. This week, we're going to be... fuck. fuck.
On April 17th, 1993, Dusty... Son of a bitch.
Dusty?